It's Helping Hand. Friday afternoons, Helping Hand strives to put the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and to others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week, the Hawaii Food Bank. President of the Hawaii Food Bank, Gerald Shintaku, joining us now on Helping Hand. Welcome, Gerald.
Aloha, Dave. Thanks for having us on board today.
What an honor to have you guys. Explain who you guys are and the way that the organization functions to support others.
Great. I'd love to. Yeah, we're basically a warehousing operation. We take in donations, we purchase food, and then we work with about 125 plus agencies across Oahu and Kauai who actually come in to either shop our place for food or we actually deliver food to. And they're the ones that actually go out there and touch the people that really need the food. Because of our location, it's very convenient for all the agencies to come to our place. We've got a 25,000 square foot warehouse. We have buying power through an association with Feeding America, which is a national organization that helps food banks across the country. And so we work with them and we're able to procure food that we can't get locally or that we need, as well as some produce. We procure food from the mainland. But the bulk of our donations actually comes from our local wholesalers, our suppliers, local farms.
What incentivizes them to do that? Does that get them a tax break, or is this food that would have gone bad that is just about at its expiration date?
It's a combination of what you just mentioned. I mean, there is a tax break for companies to do that. If there's an overabundance of produce, we'll take it. If it's canned goods, they could be canned goods that might be, again, oversupplied, or it could be getting close to their code date. They'll donate it to us. And then there's organizations out there that have a history of being affected by the food bank at some point in time, and so they continue to give. 60 to 70% of the food that we get is actually through actual food donations. But the larger part of what we get is money. When we went through the recession a number of years ago, a lot of companies had to really sharpen up their pencils. So we've actually had to, over the last 5 years, purchase more food than we ever have. If we have to purchase stuff, we can purchase food that we're not getting a lot of donations on, i.e. canned meat. We always have a shortage of proteins. So we can go out and buy stuff like that.
Is there a parallel organization for Maui County and Hawaii County?
Yes, the Maui Food Bank on Maui. And on the Big Island, we have the Hilo and the Kona Food Basket. We're all independent, so we share best practices. And in fact, we do share, if we have an overabundance of products, we'll call them up and see if they need some.
Sure.
And on the other end, if they have an overabundance of produce or agricultural items, they'll call us and see if we could take some of that from them.
The reason that there are 125 agencies and that you're putting so much food in shipping containers and getting it around is that there are a lot of people that you end up having to serve. And the last time Polly was on, it was something like 1 in 5 people in the Aloha State, which is basically 250,000 people, and you'll correct me if I have this wrong, are in need of service from you guys on a daily basis.
Yes. Yeah, 1 in 5, 20% of the people here. I think it represents a little over 100,000 families, somewhere around 46,000. In Keiki, and maybe about 47,000 kupuna are elders.
250,000 people, right?
Yes.
If it's a fifth, it's at least that much.
Exactly. Our numbers here are higher. On the mainland, the average is 1 in 7. And actually, the Big Island, I believe, is even worse than the 1 in 5. I think it may be 1 in 4. But yeah. It's staggering.
Very. As the homeless crisis has skyrocketed, we try to do a lot with homelessness on this program, and I guess I established that context for this question. Has that crisis, which has reframed the way people think about Hawaii around the world, has that impacted the way that you guys operate?
Yeah, I think to some degree it has. The need for the shelter to have food falls on us to fill.
Yeah. You provide to the shelters.
We provide to many of the shelters, including IHS and the Salvation Army. But you know, one thing with hunger, you don't necessarily have to be visible. You're not homeless. Mm-hmm. You could be in an apartment and it just happens that that certain month you got hit with a big medical bill or you got hit with a car repair that you just, it's not in your budget. And when you look at all the expenses you have, Dave, you have to pay your rent. You have to pay your utilities. But food is one of those factors where you adjust.
Right. It's different than the others.
Oh, like exactly. You know, am I going to go to a fancy restaurant to eat or am I going to be a little bit more conservative and do a fast food type of a deal?
Right.
Then there's also people on SNAP or the food stamp system. First couple of weeks of the month, they're fine because they've got the government taking care of them. But as they get towards the end of the month and they start running out of their resources, then they come to one of our agencies and they get food.
How usage works for your service, the graph just is a line that rises towards the end of the month.
Yes, there's a slight spike towards the end of the month. Exactly. When people give us monetary donations, we love that too, because then we'll use that money to supplement or close the gap of what we really need between the purchases and the donations. There's a few food pantries. You know, one notable was Feeding Hawaii Together.
Right.
located right in Kaka'ako. They've been there for over 10 years, taking care of the people in that general area, taking care of the, there's a senior housing, low-income senior housing that's a couple of doors away from them, but helping those people out. And they just recently lost their lease. So they actually closed December 1st, and we're helping them look for another place.
And what do those people do without that organization?
Well, we're seeing some spillover to some of the other agencies in the Palama, Kalihi area.
And that's still quite a few homeless in that general area, correct?
Yes, pretty tremendous amount of them, exactly.
When it comes to them getting food, what's happening?
We're not really sure. We don't have a good handle on where they ended up.
Is it important to find, on this note, new food contributors on a regular basis? Do you need more people to come on board as donors?
Sure, absolutely. You know, there's a constant need to find new donors, whether it's a farm or a distributor or some business that deals in food. Of course, we always are grateful for the regulars that we've had on our rosters for many years, but we're always looking for new sources to get more food. And we're actually looking for healthier foods. More produce, more better for you types of foods.
Who do you want to hear from?
You know, smaller grocery stores, any distributors, farms. We're reaching out to some farms that we maybe have lost touch with over the past few years. Restaurants. There's large national companies that are in town that we haven't really had contact with. So we're trying to nurture those relationships. Look on our website or call our main line and get connected with our product resourcing guy. If it's donated food, we inspect it to make sure it's good and safe for people to eat. And we try to make sure that even if you need food, that we treat it with dignity.
Are there volunteer opportunities?
Yes. We distribute about 50,000 pounds of food a day. Mm. That's about 1 million pounds of food a month. Over 13 million pounds a year that we give out. So our 40 staff members are constantly working. There's a huge passion of the people that do the work there. We depend on volunteers. And on an annual basis, we get a good response from big companies in town, small companies in town that love to donate their time to us. And so they come in for a couple hours, and we have tasks that could last a couple hours to a half a day to a whole day.
Whether it's more office work, whether it's labor, if anybody is interested in joining this operation with any amount of time or number of employees, you'd love to hear from them and go over some options.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have a big work day on Saturdays that requires 80 to 90 people to come in and spend about 4 or 5 hours to help us pack senior food boxes. We could use people in our office to help us with some of the mailing of letters and a bunch of stuff to do. So yeah, if you're interested in that, we have on our website, there's a tab for volunteerism, and or you can call our main line at 808-836-3600 and be connected with our volunteer coordinator.
HawaiiFoodBank.org. There's a contact form. 808-836-3600 on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. Hear the radio feature, the full interview, get all their contact information, and get the same for all of our previous Helping Hand guests.
Dave, I just wanted to remind people, if they look at our website, we have a golf tournament in February. We have a great event called Great Chefs Fight Hunger. We have it right there at our warehouse in Mapunapuna, and we bring in 40 or 50 different chefs and beverage companies to actually serve little samples of food to people there. So you can buy tickets for that. You can also find that on our website.
When is that?
That's on March 25th. And so we open up our warehouse, we clean it all up, and we have valet parking in front. People can come in and try some great food. Roy's, we have Chai's.
What's it called again?
Great Chefs Fight Hunger. You can purchase tickets online right now. In fact, you can buy tickets or tables. And
what does it cost?
I believe it's about $150
per person.
Yep.
And then when you get there, it's all you can eat and drink, and
exactly.
You're just walking around checking out. How many? 40 different?
Oh, 40 different beverage and restaurants around town. We're trying to get some of the established ones here as well as some of the new ones that are coming into town. But it's a great way to sample some neat foods.
And it's a great, I'm assuming, you'll correct me if I'm wrong, if people want to volunteer, you're going to need volunteers to help work that. It's a great way for restaurants to get involved with that event. So you're putting another light bulb kind of out there for people to get onto.
Sure.
And the golfing in February is?
I believe it's February 17th. It's President's Day weekend. It's an awesome event. And then we have our big food drive, April 15th. We're at about 8 or 9 different locations across Oahu, locations on Kauai. I know Maui does it. The Big Island does it. And then in May, we have the National Association of Letter Carriers food drive, little blue bags in your mailbox. And yeah, that's another tremendous source of food for those that need it.
A lot of ways you guys offer.
Yes.
A lot of ways to help out the 1 in 5 of our neighbors.
Yes, absolutely.
That need this on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. Food Bank President Gerald Shintaku, door is always open. Do not hesitate. It's a real honor to support what you're doing.
Thank you, Dave. No, thank you for helping us get the word out. And I wish you a very happy and prosperous 2017.
You too, brother.
Thanks, man. Aloha.